Hi there, and welcome back. It's another episode of Habits and Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a habit change coach and a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. We are all about turning around habits that create problems for yourself and others, and that includes the habit of trying to change somebody else who has a problem habit. That's a sneaky one. This show has something to offer from soup to nuts. That means if you're just getting started and you don't actually know what to do next, or if you're already making some progress and you want to have some support for, you know, keeping on track, and also if you care about somebody else whose habit is creating problems for you and other people, and if you've already made some good headway and you want to just keep your skills up, keep yourself reminded, this is a really good show for that. In Habits and Health, we're not so specifically interested in which habit is the problem. This show is about what all habits have in common, and that includes hidden habits. Those are places that you get stuck in that are repeating and that don't serve you, but you're not necessarily as aware of them. We do have a holistic approach here, and we're all about helping you create a different future for yourself that is freed from your problem habit. In every episode, you're going to have the opportunity to practice, not just listen. I've been passing along what I've been learning to my clients for many years, and so now I get to put it out on the World Wide Web, which is really great. Last episode, we talked about the habit of taking inventory, and I gave some examples about how this creates a little messiness in your life. But that's true if you're taking somebody else's inventory. Taking your own, that's another thing, and it's a great way to keep your side of the street clean. So today, I'm going to support you in tracking your own inventory while being kind to yourself so you don't get stuck in worry and obsession. Before we go there, let's prepare with our weekly Habits into Health practice. And that's where we take just a minute or two for an exercise to support you in slowing down and connecting with yourself. And this is something that's literal. The practice is intended to increase your awareness of subtle patterns in yourself. And that's a start in taking charge of your own changes. What I like to say is the more you give to this practice, the more it gives back to you. And since today's topic is about inventorying your own patterns from a place of kindness and self-love, let's take a few moments to actually do this. And we're going to start with something really simple that happens automatically, and that is being attentive to your breath. And it's interesting because, like I said, breath happens automatically, but it's also something we can influence. And we don't always experience our breathing because it's just there. You might notice it when you realize you've been holding your breath. But to really be attentive to it is another thing altogether. So take a breath. And while it might be tempting to slow your pace for just a little bit, humor me and just breathe as you would normally do, and notice what you become aware of when you do this. And that's because this practice is not just about breathing. The goal is not about getting somewhere, slowing down your breathing, good breathing versus bad breathing. It's not about achieving a specific result. It's not about judging that doing it this way is the right way or that way is the wrong way. It's actually a practice in attending to yourself without judgment. It's a practice in attuning to how you engage with yourself. That's the journey, and not the results that happen. That's the destination. So if you happen to slow down or even speed up your pace, just track your response to whatever happens as you keep your attention on your breath. Now let's be a little more specific. It can help to track the movement of your breath. That's one way to do it, so you can notice where breathing is happening in you right now. Most of us notice our chest or belly moving with the breath, but what about your back? Or your head, your neck? How about your arms? And what about the feeling of the movement of your breath in your nose and mouth? So, where do you notice your breath? Not just that you're breathing, but where you're breathing. And when you do this kind of attending, exploring yourself through physical experience, you can actually end up getting to a different place, something even more valuable than trying to meet a specific goal. And that is recognizing how doing this little experiment and attuning to yourself has an effect. So what kind of effect does it have? Is it valuable to take a few minutes for this kind of physical reflection? Just notice your breath and where it travels. And if you find your attention going somewhere else, you can be simply attentive to that too. Of course, breathing's going to continue to happen because you're alive. So why not let's have you just continue to breathe as intentionally as you can while I talk about today's topic. And I do want to say, if you feel enriched or impacted by your experience here, come on over to habitsintohealth.com. We've got more podcasts where you can find out about different topics by clicking on the podcast menu. Or you can go to iTunes and search for Habits Into Health podcasts. If you like us on Facebook, you can get posts when episodes are published. You can also follow us on Twitter at Habits In. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I host this show and the Habits Into Health programs. So what do we do here? This podcast introduces you to a perspective. And if you want to take your habit change work to another level, you can ask for my free self-assessment questionnaire. That'll get you started. Very soon, I'll have a little bit more content around that. I've turned it into a free ebook, and I'll be posting information about that on Facebook and on Twitter. I want to let you know about some live events coming up in the San Francisco Bay Area, in case you live here or you're going to be traveling here. On Tuesday, February the 18th, I'm offering a one-hour retreat for men and women who want to experience these practices in person. And on Saturday, February the 22nd, I'll be talking about the inner game for habit change at a women's empowerment series in the San Francisco, California area. If you want to know more, you can reach me through the contact page on the website habitsintohealth.com. Alrighty, so let's talk about today's topic, which is part of a series of episodes I've been doing about keeping your side of the street clean. This is a concept that I've used with my clients for many years, and it's a way of incorporating a healthy habit for staying in integrity with yourself. And last time we talked about the concept of taking someone else's inventory. If you aren't familiar with this term, it's just shorthand for a really common thing that most of us do at least a little now and then. But some of us do it a lot as a routine pattern, and that becomes problematic. And that is, we assume that we know what someone else thinks, believes, and also why they're doing what they do or why they're thinking what they think. I'm thinking about Don Miguel Ruiz, who wrote The Four Agreements back in the 90s. And in that book, he talks about how problematic it is for making assumptions, which making assumptions is a part of taking inventory. It starts with believing you can read somebody else's mind. And Don Miguel reminds us that we can't do that. I think maybe we fall into this trap because most communication is nonverbal. So most of what we're going on in dealing with other people is kind of in code. Problem is, your code reader is calibrated to you. Another way of saying that is that your bias is based on you and your perceptions. Might not be at all tied to what's going on with somebody else. In the study of human behavior, there's something called projection that is related to taking inventory. When you watch a movie, an image is displayed onto a screen with equipment called a projector. And in many work situations, projection refers to making an educated guess about what's going to happen tomorrow based on patterns already known from the past. If we put these two together to explain what projection means in human functioning or psychology, here's what we get. Compared with film, you are the projector, so you are the source of what shows up on your screen. If you're trustworthy, then you're likely to see trustworthiness in others, and even to expect it, whether they actually are trustworthy or not. If you're jealous, then you're going to be inclined to assume that others are either jealous, or that they're doing things to make you jealous, or maybe you're doing things that would lead them to be jealous. The projector puts up what's going on in you. not what's going on in other people. Now, if you compare with the example from work, with projections, you're using your experience in your own life from the past to guess about what's going to happen. And in this case, it's not just with the future, but with somebody else. So if you're easily angered, it's very common that you'd notice or expect that somebody else is going to be angry about the same thing that's angering you. And you might start planning for that, whether it's actually true for them or not. So projection starts with believing that you not only know what's going on with somebody else and why it's going on, but you might be inclined to know what they should do about it. Things get even messier if you decide it's your place to tell them. Have you ever experienced that? But even if you keep it to yourself, it tends to interfere with your ability to relate to them cleanly. Taking inventory is also tracking based on your own biases, except it's going to another level of analyzing or judging someone else's behavior, thinking you know what their motives are when they say or do something. Because, of course, if you said or did the same thing, you'd know what you're thinking and what your motives or intentions are. Problem with this is that projecting your beliefs, your motives, your biases onto other people is just not a great way to create communication and connection with them. And neither is making a list of what they're doing and analyzing what they're doing, trying to figure them out, or just plain deciding who they are. Well, it's thinking we know somebody better than they know themselves, or we know better than somebody else what's true for them in their life. And that's a way of creating distance because you're positioning yourself to be above someone else. And hey, when you know all, then there's nothing left to know about someone else. Not very appreciated, even if it's true. Okay, so trying to not project is pretty near impossible. It's just human to do that because you've got your filter. We've all got filters. But you can soften your filter by stepping back from taking someone else's inventory, by getting to know your biases and practicing non-judgment about them. Taking your own inventory in a kind and loving way is a great way to clean up your side of the street. And here's what it might look like, taking some of the examples from the last episode. You think of yourself as really good at reading people, at knowing what they're all about. Well, that turns into when you notice that you're caught in this kind of thinking, you bring your attention back to what's really going on in you in the moment, without feeling defensive or judging yourself. After all, you can pat yourself on the back because you caught yourself taking inventory. And that's a good thing. A lot of people walking around taking inventory. Don't even know it. Okay, so that's one example. Second is, let's say that you think you know what people need before they ask. Well, why not experiment with stepping back from that belief and notice what happens? You might learn something from waiting a little bit before you jump in. And what about this example? You're pretty sure about better ways for them to handle something. And in the past, which, by the way, was 5 minutes ago, you would have let them know this, even if they didn't request your opinion. Well, guess what? Maybe your opinion is filtered through something that's going on with you, rather than with them, so they don't appreciate it. They want to know you're going to be free of bias, as free as you can be. Well, what if you have a pattern of needing to be in control of people, places, and things around you, and it bothers you that this person you're focused on just isn't cooperating? So it's kind of easy to lay the control freak thing on them. Hey, example of projection, if you're actually the control freak and you see it in somebody else. So practicing kindness as you call yourself on your own stuff is really important. Switching from judging someone else to judging yourself is not the fix we're after. So use a kindness-based approach by gently asking yourself, so what am I really feeling right now? What am I really feeling that leads me to think I know what's up with this other person? And then follow that up by doing something I call walk in the question. And that means just be with that question, roll it around on your tongue, and don't pressure yourself for an answer. Let the answers come over time. And as you let this question gently arise, it'll show itself. Now, how about walking in your questions that come up this next week? It's an important lead into next week's topic, and that's another aspect of psychological projection. And that's when we aren't coming up with the answers because we're projecting something in ourselves that we don't recognize. Things in us that live in the dark. And we'll talk a little bit more about that next time. I'm going to sign off for now and remind you that if you have a habit that's creating problems for yourself or for others, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come on over. Habitsintohealth.com is here to serve you. You can request my free assessment questionnaire, and that'll help you get some clarity on the answers that you're struggling with. And you can also find other podcast articles, resources on the website. I like to say, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. It's part of the Habits into Health motto. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over those unhealthy habits and wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you. Now, there's a counterproductive habit. So that we can help you start creating some healthier possibilities for your future, freed from that problem habit. The truth is, I know that you can stop feeling frustrated and worried about your self-defeating behaviors. And you can start creating a life where you're in charge of them instead of the other way around. Take care until next week. Thanks so much for joining me.